on New Year's Eve in Manhattan as 1 million crammed into Times Square to wait for the ball to drop and hundreds more watched a large video screen from Central Park near Trump Tower. A new coalition, Refuse Fascism, led a march from Trump Hotel to Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Activists and concerned listeners in our area refused to allow the Trump administration to legalize hate and bigotry against people of color, immigrants, women, or LGBT Americans. Deborah Sweet is executive director of The World Can't Wait. She's marching with Refuse Fascism.
People who are united in the need to stop Trump and Pence from taking office. And it's New Year's Eve. We're marching to Trump Tower. We're going out to express, in the interest of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America.
Along the sidelines, New Year's Eve revelers waiting for the ball to drop watch the protesters with signs which say, "No!" exclamation point, "Stop Trump, Pence, fascist regime before it starts." But most stay along the sidelines and don't join the march to Trump Tower.
We've encountered a lot of paralysis, a lot of agony, a lot of outrage, but people don't know what to do. We're saying get into the streets. It's not the only thing that is needed, but without people being in the streets, we can't stop this. And we still have a chance to stop it before they get the keys to the nukes, before they get control of the apparatus of government.
Joseph Lally from the Bronx says there are so many reasons to march.
Trump is a man with so many conflicts of interest. So many of the people surrounding him have expressed bigotry and hatred. We worry about his call for more nuclear weapons. He doesn't seem to have the kind of temperament that would make him fit to be responsible for such weapons. So we're really worried about the future of this nation.
You know? And do you think that marching and coming out and resisting will help?
I think there's no substitute for our physical presence on the street. We should call our senators and congressmen, we should write letters, we should do all we can, but there's no substitute for being out here. If you look at history, the big turns in history, like South Korea recently impeached their president. For many weeks, they had hundreds of thousands of people on the street protesting. So it usually requires a strong message such as this. You know, when people are angry enough or worried enough, they come out and they show themselves.
Cornelius from New Jersey is marching. He says he doesn't support what Trump stands for.
We are about to get a president who doesn't know policy. He supports racism. He supports segregation. He supports, like, a wall that to keep out other people, like the Muslim registry. I don't support any of that. In the name
of humanity. Liz Morata says she's marching for all of humanity for generations to come.
I don't know if we're going to live this. Trump and Pence make it into the office. We have to stop this. It's got to stop.
Do you think marching is going to stop Trump and Pence?
No, no. Only our legislators can. And if more people come out and show them, our legislators, that we do not want him in office, maybe. I'm just hoping here, doing my part. I can't be in Congress or in a Senate seat doing anything, so I'm doing my part. This is me being a patriot. I love America, and Trump and Pence mean to ruin it.
Activists refuse to normalize a Trump presidency. Longtime activist Travis Morales is part of the Stop Mass Incarceration movement. He's with the New York City Revolution Club and now with the move to Refuse Fascism.
People over the next 20 days need to be mobilizing in their millions, out in the streets, going to Washington, D.C. for MLK weekend, staying the whole week, being in the streets saying no, fascist USA, no in the name of humanity. We refuse to accept a fascist America, to create in our millions a political crisis that prevents this fascist regime from coming to power.
People are saying it's too late. He's the president-elect. He's lining his cabinet with these cronies. They feel defeated and angry and afraid.
Look, when I was young, LBJ was driven from office by the protests against the Vietnam War. Nixon was driven from office. This can be done. We've made history before, and the fate of humanity rests in our hands and our millions to prevent this fascist regime from coming to power.
Besides in New York City, New Year's Eve protests took place in Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, Tucson, Houston, Cleveland, Seattle, and Portland, in San Francisco, and in Los Angeles, where protesters spelled out illegitimate in front of Breitbart's headquarters. For more on the Month of Resistance, go to refusefascism.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.